Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. It's Clinton Baptiste here. I'm sitting next to Linda Pollock. Say hello, Linda.
Hello, Clinton.
Oh,
everybody.
Hey, bottoms up.
Oh, do you know what we're having? A little drinky. That's right. We're adults. We're allowed to, because it's a bit later we're doing
this
tonight.
It's that time of the year. The nights are drawing in. Why not?
Just tell me, Linda, because Linda, of course, as you well know, got a job recently.
Yeah.
Well done to you, Linda. And just tell me, you know, how's it gone? Because you got, what was it, Parents Evening or something like that?
Training course.
Right.
This is the thing, right? When you start a new job,
yeah,
you have to walk the walk, don't you? And if they say to you, you've talked the talk, now it's time for you to play team building exercises and pretend you're enjoying yourself, when actually you couldn't be bothered.
It sounds awful, because I've never had a proper job, so
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
But go on, what's it like in the real world? It sounds bloody awful.
What it's like is, you know, you're the new one, so you cannot be a stick in the mud yet.
Yes.
So when
keep,
they say,
let's, keep talking while I have a drink.
When they say things like, okay, we're going to transfer this ball to the end of the row.
Oh, how boring.
With just buckets, and you're not allowed to use your arms, you go, oh yeah, that sounds like a perfectly reasonable way to approach running a business.
Does that help? In all seriousness, I know it's easy to poo-poo this, but does that help? Do you feel supported by people?
Well, it does build a team. It builds a team of staff who think the boss is a knob. That's what happens.
Really?
Yeah, why are you making us do this? You're not doing this.
So do you get together, you know, when you're away from the boss? And just sort of sneak in with each other and go, oh, what a load of bollocks.
We shut the door, make sure nobody's about, and then we roll our eyes and bitch and moan.
Oh, well, you know what?
You're very cut off.
You're very cut off, Linda.
You've got to vent, it's healthy.
Absolutely correct. Just as long as the educational establishment to which you are assigned don't hear this particular podcast.
Oh, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about a fictional scenario.
Another one. A fictional scenario where somewhere
else. Where the team building exercises aren't excellent and worthwhile.
Exactly. Not the the place where Linda works.
No.
Okay. Linda, what has been going on in your life that's not to do with working?
Oh, well, trick or treating. I'm the designated adult with the kids in my family.
Right, go
because
on.
I'm fun, remember? That means fun.
Oh, yeah, fun. Oh, yeah,
and also,
I remember.
The parents can't be bothered taking them out.
Right.
So we went out trick or treating.
Yeah.
My eldest niece insisted that this year was the year to dress as a dark angel.
I thought it was Taylor Swift she was going as.
My youngest niece decided to be Taylor Swift.
Okay, yeah.
She would not let me paint her blue. I said, there's no obvious reason why Taylor Swift would be on Halloween. I thought you were supposed to be the Taylor Swift, because she's dead from that song.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so, whatever.
The other one went as what? A dark angel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
So it begins.
I see what you mean. Oh, I suppose so.
It was like a Victoria's Secret kind of effort.
Well, I love Halloween. There's nothing like more than having to get up every few minutes to a load of hoodies at the door threatening to egg my house.
You have pumpkins in the door, though, because in my town, they've given very strict instructions, the children.
Why? What?
No pumpkins, no knocking.
Why?
because you have to show that you're up for it. So if you put a pumpkin out, it means you've got sweets and you're up for it.
Oh, no, that's right.
If there's no pumpkins, then you don't answer the door.
No, I don't. I don't really do that. But, you know, of course, I deal with spirits all year round, so it's a bit of a busman's holiday.
You're like Mr. Halloween round here, right?
Oh, I'm very much Mr. Halloween. That's right. But, I mean, to be honest with you, if I'm entirely honest with you, I'm not very nice.
You are a shit.
With the kids when they come home.
Look, yeah, but they love that. They think it's a character.
They don't realise I'm the real deal.
They'll assume you're in costume.
That's right. So what were you going to tell me about Halloween? You had something else you wanted to say about Halloween.
Yeah, just the fact that Halloween is here and then it's gone and then apparently we're supposed to be Christmassy. And yeah. I think, no, there should be an actual pause in proceedings while we all catch our breath and start thinking about Christmas in maybe 3 weeks. Well, I do not want to see Christmas adverts. I don't want any of that pressure. Just give me a breather for a bit. This is relentless.
Would it be slightly Scrooge-ish of me?
Scrooge-ish?
Scrooge-ish of me.
Have another glass.
Screwfix of me. If I said I don't like Christmas.
Oh, it would be a little bit, yeah.
Oh, God, we're supposed to disengage our brains. We're like, oh, you've got to do it, it's Christmas. Oh, you've got to do it, it's Christmas. Oh, you know, go mad at Christmas. You've got to do it, it's Christmas. Oh, it's go, let myself go, it's Christmas. I can't stop. Who has decided you have to disengage your apps, your senses? I mean, it means, first of all, it means there's no work around.
No.
There's tax to pay for self-employed people, you know, at the end of January. Mm. It just means, in effect, it's double expense because you can't work and you're spending a load of money on tat. And I want to remind you, the bloody ice caps are melting.
Yeah, and you do not need any more shit, let's be honest.
You absolutely do not, but there again... What an old stinge I am. What
it's
a
Christmas.
Bastard.
It's gloomy.
Let's get to this. We're going to go straight to problems. Nobody has been in touch with us with a problem this week.
Staggered.
So we're going to go to take a break, Fate and Fortune, to James Dean Smith, whatever his name is, and... He deals with relationship and sexual problems.
People come to him with, like, I don't know, brewer's droop or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't know why I'm thinking of that while I'm watching you drink wine.
No.
But and he'll say, you know, smudge it with some sage.
Yeah.
No, he does not. I don't think he gives proper advice. No. I'm going to say.
Do I ignite this attraction?
Oh.
Please, if you would, Linda, because very good advice from this lady. Go.
My husband and I have been together for.
Have a drink while
get
she's
one
reading.
Down, yeah. My husband and I have been together for almost a decade.
Right.
He is 10 years younger than me, but we get on brilliantly.
Right.
The only problem is he's a musician and has no money.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about, being self employed. Go on.
It's the one thing we row about.
Oh, she's very supportive, like.
Okay, well, you married someone who's 10 years younger than you and so he's going to be slightly behind you.
Do you know what?
We're not going to start with advice.
Hold on, but it's all going against her. He's 10 years younger.
Yeah.
He's a musician. He's got no money. She's going, can you please get yourself a job?
Yeah,
you know
she should have married someone her own age. He'd already established himself rather than someone who's still on the up.
Carry on.
I've recently become closer to a colleague. A widower. He has made it clear that he's interested.
Oh.
Oh, my fucking God.
He is a good laugh. We understand each other well and we have the same values.
The same dentures. Go on.
I'm of an age where I'm thinking about the future. It would be nice to feel secure. Do you think I should ignite this flicker of attraction with my colleague? Says Sandra, who is 49 from Oban, which is in Argyll and Bute, and not that big, so everyone will know who you are, Sandra.
That's true, isn't it? Before we get to the advice of James Dean Fox, just tell me what your... Because it's easy to laugh at these things, but if you... No, she's got her head down. She's shaking her head. She is shaking her head. She almost, if she's going to say...
Put the willy in
the bin. I don't know what that means, but go on.
I'm not sure how I would feel were I to be this widower.
Go on.
And who would be seen as secure. You've not said anything about him, but you've said, all right, he is a good laugh and we understand each other well.
Yeah.
But there's nothing about, and I can't be without him, and I, you know, there's none of that, is there? It's I'll be secure. So presumably because he owns his own house now.
Yes.
I'm imagining if he's got kids, they're grown up.
Yeah.
It's a different scenario to having married, forgive me, someone 10 years younger than you at some point was a kid. compared to you.
Yes, that's right. Well, that's true. I mean, he's 39, she's 49. Right. A lot can happen.
And they've been together
time.
For 10 years already.
Oh, I see what you mean. Hold on. Yes. Bloody hell. So he was 29.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they got together. And yeah, okay. Well, look, I think I've got a friend who... hopefully he's not listening to this, but he was quite a big actor in the 80s. He still works a lot now, and if I'd said his name,
Clive
you'd
Owen.
Know. No, not Clive Owen. No. Clive Dunn. No.
Oh, quite a big actor in his 80s. Yeah, go on.
No, not in his 80s. In the 80s.
Okay.
And he had a girlfriend. And she was quite serious, and he quite liked her. And almost immediately she started going, what's the future hold? No, that acting business, no. If we're going to have a child, I need to know. Now, he's quite a well-known actor, and even she was not. Because you do get people who don't really support the creative arts, don't
they? No, because they don't understand.
They don't understand it, you bastards out there.
That's in your blood, right? It's not necessarily about the amount of money you earn. It's that you cannot do anything else. Not because you're not a talented person, but you're just compelled to keep performing and performing like Clinton.
Absolutely correct. It's nothing to do with the money. I love producing this shit every week for all you people who just take it for free off of Acast and don't give us any money. Oh, no, I do it purely for the love of being a poor artist who has to drink this piss. Lovely.
You also love having people sidle up to you when they've had a few at your gigs telling you how you should have done it better.
I love it when people talk about gigs and say, come on, mate, and nonce. Yeah, I love that. No, I love people coming to see my gigs. But the point, that is the point, though, isn't it? You do have to. It is a way of life. It is a vocation to work in the arts. And this bint, Sandra 49 from Oban, doesn't quite get it. Anyway, the answer is, bless him, James Dean Fox. We're with you. A no is the simple answer. Yeah, no, don't get off with this bloke from work. We all get to a point when we want to see if the grass is greener. And I can tell you, the grass will soon wilt.
Oh, that's true, because he's older, isn't he?
It will wilt. His grass will wilt. You fell in love with your husband for who he is, not what he has. He is, and will always be, one of the loves of your life.
One of the loves of your life, alongside the bloke from work.
Poor as a church mouse. As we get older, we need less money, you sure? And wish for more time. When we return to spirit, we take memories, not belongings. Now, that is true.
In other words, you've had your time.
Yeah, that's right.
It's someone else's turn.
Well, exactly. So, anyway, I think that's very, very good advice.
Yeah.
Moving on to this, am I cursed?
My husband and I have been married 9 years. Yeah. Oh, another one.
Nearly
up to a decade.
That's a long time nowadays. Jesus Christ.
We're soulmates, but we've been through an awful lot, with both of us nearly dying in separate incidents of bad health.
This podcast gets funnier later.
Everything's always going wrong. I feel like I'm being punished. My pension was stolen from me. I've been conned by scammers.
Me.
Even my dog is poor.
All right, don't make up things.
We don't really socialise or go out because I'm such a moaner and no one wants to hang out with me. Can you help in any way find a solution to our never-ending bad luck, says Jane, 53, who lives in Alicante.
Well, sounds like she's doing all right.
Exactly.
What a cunty is what I call her. Don't mind Alicante. This is the answer. I mean, honestly, talk about... Didn't we have this before? These bloody pity party people. Oh, talking of conned by scammers... Did you see, at Sunday night, I was up in Rawtenstall near Burnley doing a gig.
Right.
Went back to my hotel and I turned on the television. For once, it worked. Normally, 9 times out of 10, the shitty places I stay at, the bloody TV doesn't work. Put on the telly and there was something called Sex Scam.
Right.
So immediately I'm thinking, oh, it's got sex in the...
Sex!
I'll look at somebody to do sex. Anyway, it was a sex scam. It was the most common or garden, you know, bloke on the internet.
Yeah.
Please send me £20,000. And I thought, surely this documentary is more than this.
What about the ones where they'll make a sexy lady video and it looks like it's a real one, looks like you're having a real conversation?
Oh,
and then they
God.
Encourage you to get your wanger out.
Yes.
And they film you. And then they say they're going to tell everyone if you don't send them all your money now.
Didn't that happen to that...
Joel Dommett?
Yeah, Joel Dommett. And apparently he had quite a big one and nothing to be ashamed of.
His regret was he was wearing a hat back to front, I think.
On the end of his penis?
No.
Anyway, this thing went on with this woman. It was very sad. It was tragic, but I that sort of ended, and I just thought, well, you must be an absolute idiot if you hand some bloke you've never met before 100,000 pounds, didn't you?
I am now a target for these people, right, on the internet. Every now and again, I'll get a new
follower. Why? Because you've got your wanger out in front of...
No, because I'm a woman of a certain age.
Oh, okay.
And I think people, they go, right, she'll do. Right, I must be on a list somewhere.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'll get... I've had Keanu Reeves follow me, Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Who else? A number of famous gentlemen.
Really?
Brad Pitt, yeah.
Yeah,
And it was the real one, but they don't have a tick or anything and they've only got three followers. And the women he follows are all called Linda. I mean, but apart from that, definitely the real one.
Bloody hell.
So what they do is, and I never get this far because a friend of mine loves tormenting them, right? And I just love watching her do that. Here's one for you. And she'll torment him and send me the messages. Like I say, hey baby, what are you doing? And she'll say, stepping over the corpses.
Yeah, okay.
And he'll go, oh, good for you, happy Sunday. They're not paying attention. It's just like a standard message.
Yes, I suppose so. But this is the other thing. People say, oh, they grab the phone and they go, why don't you fuck off and all that sort of thing. I did that once. Someone who kept phoning me, pretending to be from BT and what have you. And what happened? I got a phone call at 3:45 in the morning where they'd obviously just put my number on something. They're like, oh, I'll show him.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. I don't want to have a go at them.
A friend of mine has his own business, a building business.
Go on.
And he got a phone call. This was years ago. I might have told you this story before.
Go on.
This wasn't a romance scam. This was just someone scamming.
Right.
And it was one of these ones where it was, have you had an accident that was not your fault? We can claim for you. And he rang up and said, we heard you've had an accident at work. And this
to
fella,
them, yeah.
This fella went, oh, thank goodness you've called. Yes, I did. It was awful.
Really? The scammer said that?
No, my friend.
Oh, I see. Remember, yes, yes, yes.
At this point, he's his own boss.
Okay.
Oh, I've had a terrible accident at work. It was ridiculous.
Yes.
He said, what happened? I fell off a ladder. Oh my goodness, had you received the correct ladder training? No, I hadn't. So had your boss ever spoken to you about it? Absolutely not. He's an idiot.
Right, okay.
Oh my goodness. So it sounds like you've definitely got a case. They said, can you give us the name and address of your boss?
Right.
And he said, yes, it's me and I live here.
Right.
And they went, oh, you're messing about with us. And he went, no, I've had an accident. It was my boss's fault and I would like you to pursue it for me, please. And he ended up actually harassing them and telling them
that
he needed them to sort things out and they promised him what they promised him and that he wanted it done.
It is a brilliant idea. And I had someone who phoned me only the other day. I was right in the middle of Emmerdale and the phone rings and he said, we heard you're involved in a car crash. I said, oh, you saw my last tour with Ramona. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
The other one I like, not that I ever answer the phone to numbers I don't know anymore, is going, oh, yes, one moment, please. I just need to go and get my glasses. I'll be back in a second.
Just leave it.
Just go about your business.
But you would have to, this is controversial to say, you deserve your money to be taken off you if Keanu Reeves gets in touch and says, here, would you like to put money in my bloody bank account?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
And then
you sort of deserve it in a way. What a controversial thing to say. Should we get to the actual
thing? What did they do?
So James Dean Fox says, emotionally, you endured a lot of abuse growing up.
Oh my God, that's a stretch, isn't it?
Do you know, I don't think that's it. I think this is Jane Wallace.
Yeah,
this is Jane Wallace. Emotionally, you endured a lot of abuse growing up. It's a bit of a jump, isn't it?
She just said she recently has had a lot of bad luck. There's been no mention of a dark past.
Those around you have been extremely jealous. What a lot of bollocks. But let's look at the positives. You do have a good man in your life. I can also see you're very much drawn to healing and helping others.
Drawn to moaning?
She's answering a different question.
And she doesn't go out with anyone else.
This is a load of nonsense. You need black tourmaline in your life. This will help deflect negativity.
Too late.
And protect you from people who seek to take advantage of your good nature, like me, writing this in this book. Focus on what you have and build on that. Learn boundaries. Find that balance. It's time to build your own luck. But you'll have some help. Look forward. 2024 is going to be lucky for you.
Does he have a line of black tourmaline or something?
That's what it is. Send off for my tourmaline. Bloody hell.
Yes.
Now, look, Christmas is afoot. And in our flats, Barry had a party.
Oh, did he?
It was hugely, hugely attended. And he managed to pick up this conversation with Eric, where Barry well, as long as I can remember, has been trying to pass off his daughter, Michelle, to some kind of suitor. And Barry wondered whether it might be Eric.
Oh, hello there.
Hey, yeah, I just thought, is this the party? Presumably, I heard it from upstairs.
Yes, it's Eric, isn't it?
Yeah, I just, I don't think we've met. I don't know who's told you about me? I just play, I'm a software.
Oh, we all know about you. Really... Come in and have a drink, Margaret, Eric's here from upstairs.
It's just going to be 5 minutes, really. To be honest, I was a bit worried about the noise on a VR game with
some
of my friends.
Right, it was only a Christmas party, Eric. Get him a drink. Hold on, take that, have a drink.
Friends in Silicon Valley were doing a VR conference
I literally don't understand one word you just said.
So it's basically an immersive... Bring a sausage roll,
Eric.
I'll have a sausage roll,
Margaret!
I do have a pizza coming in 20 minutes, but...
Well, don't worry, we'll ask him to come here, he can have it here.
I don't know, I think the app, I don't think once you've pressed order, you can actually change the address on the...
Okay, not that interested in that.
Yep.
Margaret, you bring a sausage rolls for Eric?
I don't really go to parties.
Do you not? No.
I've not really been to a Christmas... I'd probably be more hassle... than I'm worth at this particular party. I'm not very sociable.
Does your girlfriend not like you to go out and socialise a little bit?
I don't really have a girlfriend at the moment, particularly ever, really, but...
No.
A lot of my time's taken up with the coding and
the... Okay. Well, you're looking for a lady friend at all, or...?
As I say, I just think I'm a bit career focused at the moment.
Nice hair.
Yeah, I just I don't.
Nice face.
I'm not really experience really, so I don't think I'd.
Right. Well, you're a handsome young fella. You're doing all right with the career. It sounds like, you know, computers, isn't it? Computers.
Yeah. It's more than just computers. It's obviously the VR. It's almost augmented reality. It's kind of a mix of technology and the real world.
Is it? Yes. Look, I just wondered if you wanted to, just me and my Margaret, because our daughter Michelle, she's always looking for a date. No, you don't have to be serious. Go out for a little drink or something, Michelle.
Yeah, I've not really kind of checked out any of the local pubs. I wouldn't really know where to.
New Year's resolution, meet someone. You could have a drink just round the corner. The ship round the corner. They do a nice drinks, guest ales and that.
I mean, I suppose I could say, would it be a group or would it be like one-on-one?
Well, I mean, she's probably a bit like you, hopeless with the opposite sex. But she's a nice girl, nice personality. Ignore all. No, she's very nice. I mean, look, put it this way, she's a bit. How old are you now?
27 at the moment. Yeah.
Well, let's just say she's a young 59. But she's very nice.
Right.
And she smells delightful.
I guess at the moment, if I. Honestly, I just think in terms of biological terms, if I was going to find someone, it'd have to be a potential reproductive partner, because my mother's always asking about that.
I'm asking
that, really.
You to go out, have some drinks and some crisps, maybe do their pub quiz. I'm asking to have sex with him. Come on, Eric.
Please. I'm quite new to this, so.
Please. She's never so nice.
Yeah.
Go on. How much? Tenner? Just for one night? Go on, won't do any harm. She's ever so nice. 20. I'll give you £20, just for a drink and that.
Yeah, but I'd be kind of losing money, really, because I'm an hourly rate of
£35
an hour is quite a high... it doesn't matter, really, but it's not what I do. It's not what I do it for.
£50, Eric. Go out. I tell you what, just go there about 20 to 11. Make sure the place looks like no one needs to see you with her. Mm. Go on, she's ever so nice. She'll throw her head back and have a good old laugh. You know, she's good fun. You know, sit in the corner, keep the lights down low. You know, no one need know.
Yeah.
If you're embarrassed, then just say it's your mum, I'm saying.
Could I say yes now, but it's sort of a pencilled in yes that I could.
It's a yes, Margaret!
Well, it's a pencilled in yes.
It's a yes, Margaret!
Okay.
Get her on the phone!
I'm going to go
yes.
Get the pizza.
All right, January, early January, I'll set it up.
Yeah, pencilled in.
Thank you.
In.
All right, nice to see you then.
Yeah.
Okay, bye bye. It's a yes, Margaret!
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We've had a couple of drinks now and the whole thing is going very, very well. Poor Linda's been working, is tired and pissed. So let's move to Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, my favourite publication with a bite-sized shiver.
I've had a bite-sized shiver.
For £150, my son, a great title, my son is 120 years old.
Ooh.
Who was the little boy joining us at the dinner table by Patty Kennedy, 51.
Sitting in her high chair, my baby Isabel with two L's stared at the corner of the room, pointing at something.
What is that baby doing?
What is it? I asked. There was nothing there, and I couldn't understand why she was so transfixed by an empty corner of the room. Well, because babies are weird.
Yet every day was the same. Could she see something I couldn't? When Isabel was able to talk, she said, "Boy, boy." Sounds a bit like you, Linda. Pointing at the usual spot. And she started calling him Peter.
My older children, Michelle, then 14, and Raina, 12, had never seen imaginary things, so why Isabel? She said Peter was small and thin, wore a flat cap, and the way she described his clothes, they sounded like they were from the 1900s.
Someone could be pulling a string somewhere.
Sometimes I even found myself seeing his outline too. Before long, Isabel was going everywhere holding hands with Peter, and they slept side by side too. Finally, when she was 5, I asked a medium who the boy was. It's someone from your family, she replied. A little boy from the past.
Can I just say...
All right, stop the music, please. Go on.
What a vague and yet quite clear bag of bollocks.
Well, hold on. Yeah, children
do
have a match.
Couldn't bother to specify, could she? Who's this ghost? All right, well, I'm a trained medium. I'm going to say it's a little boy... from your
well,
family
hold on, hold
in the past.
Hold on, you don't know. Spirit, look, poor mediums get it in the neck. This person's discovered something, might not know the actual name.
A name or the relationship.
No, well,
it's
a little
probably
boy.
Probably a little boy from
the
past.
From the family's past.
That's what he says.
Right, put it up. No, that's what I mean. Right.
Someone from your family or someone or other.
I can read. I asked someone in my family, but no one can remember a Peter.
Yeah,
still,
wonder
Isabel,
why.
Still, Isabel, what a poo. Pooer. All these episodes, and she still don't believe anything. Well, like, you're in for a shock in a minute when I tell you something. Yeah. Still, Isabel seemed happy with her brother. I began setting a place at the table for him at tea time every day. Stop the music. Gordon Smith.
Yeah.
He don't believe in that, does he? Leaving a place for people. Peter would come along on day trips too. And sometimes I'd spot him in the rearview mirror in the back of the car.
My other children never saw him. While they usually tolerated Isabel's bollocks, sometimes it was too much. I'm fed up of Peter taking over our meals, Tom shouted one night, grabbing at the air and trying to throw him out of the front door. But Peter wasn't going anywhere.
One day, Michelle had a boyfriend round. As we told him all about Peter, he scoffed, "What a load of rubbish."
Good lad.
Just then, a cup moved on its own across the table. The boyfriend jumped up from the table and darted out of the front door. I spent years researching my family tree, desperate to find a Peter.
Then finally, success! Peter was my great-great-uncle who died in 1900 at a young age, non-specified. That's why no one had remembered him. So he is family. He can be my other son, I decided, quite reasonably.
Is that it?
No.
Isabel's now 18 and still sees Peter. I believe she's psychic and that he's her spirit guide who will work with her when she's ready to develop her gift. And he's welcome to be here as long as he likes. After all these years, he really is like part of the family. My little 120-year-old son.
The spirit's doing it. It's clever.
Hearing me.
What do we think of that? I think that is a thin story for 150 quid, surely.
Was it 150 quid?
Yeah.
I think it was a paid one.
Is it not that, you know, I mean, children do have imaginary friends. Yeah. I told you that before. I had John Austin.
I had one. Even me.
Oh, what was your one called again?
Mr. Somebody, I don't know, but apparently it was very real. Too real. So real, my parents thought it might be a nonce.
Well, no. That's right. That's right. We said that. But I think that's a very thin story, and I'm sorry, we got halfway through that, and I thought, what a load of nonsense. Let's try this. Now, it really is fantastic, this. Watch if you dare. A phantom tried to destroy my video of it and haunts whoever watches. By Mark Ponting, 32. After taking a slurp of his pint, my friend Chris placed the pint firmly on the beer mat and fixed me with a purposeful gaze. He said to me,
"I'm going to make him chase my gender."
Sorry, he didn't. He said to me, "Mate, I'm telling you, the place is haunted."
I couldn't help but roll my eyes. Chris was talking about Snuff Mills, a local beauty spot.
What I love about this, you're laughing about this. You don't realise what I've got on my sleeve. Go on.
A local beauty spot also known as Stapleton Glen.
I don't know why I did that. Go on.
I'd heard the stories. I bet you had, you dirty bitch. Ghosts are said to roam by a spot near Halfpenny Bridge on the River Frome. It's surrounded by woodland and a great favourite with swingers.
I bet.
Oh, you just thank me.
No, come on. Not a great... No, it doesn't say that.
Say that, but we all know it
is. Probably. Apparently, a 17-year-old Elizabeth Somerset, daughter of the 4th Duke of Beaufort, died there in 1760. Some stories say she fell from a horse and broke her neck. Others claim she died from exposure.
Whatever the truth, walkers have reported hearing the sounds of horses' hooves in the woodland. But no horses have had access to the land for decades. It's believed to be...
What?
Elizabeth's last ride.
Oh, the dirty bitch. The area became known as Snuff Mills because mill worker Snuffy Jack, so-called...
No!
Why is she laughing at me?
Snuffy
Jack!
No one's called Snuffy Bloody
Was
Jack.
So-called because his smock was always covered in snuff. He died while working in the mill sometime in the 1800s. His ghost is said to haunt the valley at night. Another more recent tragedy, which we won't dwell on, it's about two children who got killed. Pretty horrible. A few years ago, Chris had attempted to film a documentary on Snuff Mills. I keep wanting to say Scott Mills, but it's not. It's Snuff Mill. There was something inhuman, Chris told me. A couple of the others involved threw up. It was like an entity had got into them.
A documentary had caused a bit of a stir. People contacted me with similar creepy stories, said Chris. Others said I was meddling in things I should leave well alone. It seemed there were a lot of people who had a lot of strong opinions on Snuff Mills. I can see why these ghost stories have come about, I said to Chris, shaking my head, but it's hysteria. There's usually another explanation. Chris gave me a knowing smirk. Whetted your appetite, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a true fucking story. I know it's shit, but it's true.
So bear with it, please, Linda. I had to admit he was right. A few years ago, I'd set up a paranormal investigations group, hauntedthetruth.co.uk. The aim was to find rational answers to ghostly occurrences. I'd been in 30 investigations since 2018. Chris was a believer. Another member, Josh, would get freaked out. My job was to be the questioner. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't a complete skeptic. My mind was open. I just believe that there's an explanation for everything. Snuff Mills could be an interesting project, I agreed.
Before setting off, we went to see father and son, Kevin and Dean, who'd done some investigating there. I felt a hand placed on mine, Kevin told me. And look at this. He showed me a photo. There was a girl in the background screaming.
Okay, originally I was worried this was going to be shit.
Something followed us home. From there, Dean told me. We heard something growling at night. Things moved. We had to get a priest in to exorcise our house. When I told them I was investigating at night, their eyes widened. Kevin shook his head and issued a warning. He said to me...
No, he didn't say that.
He told me, learn from our experiences. Things can follow you back. Now, that was a stretch. Ghosts can hop a ride home. I couldn't believe that.
So one evening in June this year, myself, Chris, Josh and a couple of others parked our cars at midnight. We trudged the footpath leading to the river armed with a camera and a tripod. My prediction is we'll just be sat on the bridge and nothing will happen, I said. We'll see, said Chris.
After setting up the camera to catch anything untoward, we walked across the bridge. Almost immediately, the air changed. Insects started swarming. Then, thwack! Stones were pelting us. Suddenly, out of the darkness, something was running right towards me.
I ran back to Chris, panting. I looked behind me. The pursuer had vanished. Chris was whey-faced. Someone is walking across the bridge... whistling.
I could hear it, but I just couldn't explain it. I'd really like the way Linda's taking the piss out of this because she's going to be laughing on the other side of her face.
Spooked, we packed up ready to leave, but our creepy night wasn't over yet. One of the guests, Daniel, who I've not mentioned for no reason, clutched his stomach. My guts are twisting, he cried.
Oh, bloody hell.
Retching, and he wasn't the only one.
The next day, I began making my video. Suddenly, I was in darkness. What the... I looked up at the ceiling. The bulb had blown. After sorting it, I continued editing. But when I went to reach for the computer mouse, I saw it move across the table. Bloody hell. Then the light blew again. What was going on? I complained to Chris. There was something strange going on, he told me. I tried to take footage off my laptop for the video and found the plug black and burnt out.
Finally, when I was happy with the cut, I tried uploading it to YouTube. Error! File corrupted, read the messages. This is not paranormal, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's something.
This is technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
In a ghost up my fanny.
It's like something is trying to delete my evidence, I muttered, or I'm shit at my job.
Where is it?
After five long, torturous days, the video was finally online.
I texted Chris to let him know. Half an hour later, Chris called back. I clicked play and my light bulbs went, he told me. Ooh, nasty. I was freaked, but it wasn't just me who was noticing strange things. The week I uploaded the video, a big weighted padlock on a chest of drawers in my parents' room fell in the middle of the night. The taps started...
What had they been up to?
Yeah, jumping on it, the both of them. The taps started turning themselves on and off for no reason, and the TV was doing the same. Then that week, Dad and I were in the kitchen having a coffee. Ring, ring! We checked our mobiles. Neither of us had any calls coming through.
The noise is coming from a drawer, I explained. Rifling through, Dad found an old mobile that had been chucked in there years ago. When he grabbed it, the phone stopped ringing. Should I tell you I had a phone call from my dead gran?
Stop. Oh, just a minute! Go on.
This just goes to show that there is something primal within us that knows it's got to be bullshit, but thinks, well, maybe...
Well, I don't know why you do think it's got to be bullshit. Have a listen to this. Go on. You never told me this!
Yeah, the phone started ringing. Grandma, it said. Grandma's been dead for years.
Go on, yeah.
Grandma. So, it did give me the willies, I'm going to be honest.
Go on, yeah.
I reached for it, trembling.
Go on.
Answered it.
And?
Grandma's husband, he just found the phone, decided to give me a ring, did not think, oh, it's going to be saved in her flipping phone as grandma and she'll think it's a call from beyond the grave. No, because he's daft.
Right, well, that's, you've ruined that.
Well, it's naughty.
There are people who listen to this because they believe in spirit and you've just taken the piss. Where did we get
I did
to?
Think, though, for a moment it might be...
Yes, so did I. So did I. And so did the bloody listeners! Idiot. Right.
Not her, just silly old step-grandad.
Dad was spooked. You need to stop mucking around with this stuff, he muttered. You don't know what you're playing with. Meanwhile, the video was racking up views on YouTube. I could hear a little girl's voice in it, one follower told me. Another person said they'd gone to bed after watching the video and the light had switched itself on. I went to switch it back off, but the bulb had been unscrewed from the fixture, he told me. Phone batteries were being drained after watching it.
People are all full of it on YouTube.
Your batteries keep getting drained at night when you're in your room, don't they? Sorry. But items were going missing. What was going on? 3 weeks ago, I was at work when a colleague introduced me to a friend. A clairvoyant!
I can give you a reading, she offered. Why not, I thought. The clairvoyant struggled to connect, though. There's a darkness around you, she blurted. I told her what had been happening, and she looked frightened before cutting me off. I'm just going to the loo. I'll be right back. She nearly shat herself.
I never saw her again. I might not have been a believer before, but I am now. And so is anyone who views my video. I reckon it's cursed by a spirit who doesn't want people seeing its picture, so it haunts them as a punishment.
Right.
Watch the video if you dare, but don't say you haven't been warned. Now...
Gotta get those views.
Hold on, Linda.
Smash those likes, kids.
Listen, right? Listen to that laugh. It's so cynical. I looked at the video.
Yeah.
And it's not even mentioned in it. You can't even see the URL in this article. I looked it up, and I've got to tell you, it blew my mind, much like the light bulbs above his head. It is sensational.
Really?
These people are called, hauntedtruth.com. And they are very... This is absolutely fascinating. I'm just going to give you a little flavour of what the video is like. This is them at Snuff Mills near Bristol. Have a listen to this.
Stop!
Whether you're doing this as a hobby or a job, you need to take into consideration about the location you're going. And this is definitely a dangerous location for a couple of reasons.
We had stones that were just being chucked at us. There was voices that weren't caught on camera, that which was just in the air. And all of this has actually driven me a little bit mental, to be fair. It's actually driven me crazy.
It's fucking creepy.
Stones being thrown out of thin air, objects moving, people genuinely creeped out. At one stage in this video, you see a crucifix rising of its own accord off a stone. You can't be seen to believe. Please go to YouTube and look these people up. Haunted Truth. It's called A Snuff Mills Bridge, Most Active Place. It's hard to explain how good it is, but please go and have a look. And of course, if you do subscribe to Patreon, we're going to provide the link for you. But these guys are absolutely amazing. It's got to be seen to be believed. Let's speak to them. Well, goodness me, I am joined by Mark and Chris from Haunted Truth, and it is the bloody truth, people out there. They're waving, not in a spooky way, in a very normal way, slightly ridiculous way, actually. But anyway, the point is, they are here to speak now, and there's been a lot of piss-taking, a lot of poo-pooing on this podcast over six series, but finally... Honestly, you people at home, you Patreons and those bastards who don't pay a single penny to listen to this will love it when they see these videos. That's rather a long introduction. Let's get on with it. Chris and Mark, how are you?
Hello. I'm all right. You all right? Yeah, absolutely great today. Yeah, I'm enjoying the weather for a change.
Is it nice down there? They're in Bristol, as you can hear.
Yeah, Bristol's been
for 2 days, yeah.
Yeah, it's not been very great here. It's been rain on and off all the time.
Okay. Interesting, though, that is. That might be a bit of dead air for people who want to get on with the spooky.
Okay.
I don't know where to start. I'm so bloody enamoured with you two and what you have discovered. I'm going to start. What we're going to do is, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go over 2 weeks with this. It was so good. I want to start with the first one. I always want to say Scott Mills, the ex Radio 1, current Radio 2 DJ, but it's called Snuff Mills, and it is down in Bristol. Look, we've been through the story. We know what happened. There's so many bits of this video, which, and I'm going to give the URL for everyone who wants to watch it. There are so many bits that freak me out. One, please tell me, did you and your friends throw stones at each other?
No, fundamentally, no.
No.
I mean, I even called Bristol Zoo to find out if bats had the ability to throw stones.
Well, drop stones, more for so, yeah, they are.
Drop stones, yeah.
That's basically.
Right. And what did they say? No, but they can fashion a primitive slingshot and then fire it at you.
No, that would be good. If they had said that, I would have gone, okay.
But so, and they said no. They definitely said no.
They said no, bats do not fundamentally throw stones. The only thing is birds in nests that could be nested in stones would fall, but some of them come at angles and they come at pace.
I've seen it.
Yeah. The last I checked, and the birds don't have an arm on them.
And the weird thing is they're bang on target as well.
Yeah.
Aim deliberately. Mm. It's so weird.
What's the guy's name who got it right just above his eye?
That was just Chris.
That was me.
That was you, Chris, was it? Bloody hell. Right, okay. Do you think, this is the second question, given that we could hear faint screams and some sort of talking and, you know, all sorts of spooky boots on bridges and what have you, is there any chance it was some local, I'll call them hoodlums?
I would say every chance. Like, I mean, it's a public place, so...
It's feasible. I mean, there's animals as well, like screams and stuff, foxes, owls, etc. That could be a possibility. But myself, outside of Haunted the Truth, I've been there, a good, 300, 400 times now, and...
Well, hold on a minute. 300 to 400 times?
I've been doing this since like last 5 years, and it's only around the corner from me, so I'm always going there, taking people, taking friends. I took my dad, and if somebody's there, they would have to be there every time, and they would have to know when I'm going.
And the way this started, Clinton,
I introduced him to that area. He was a massive skeptic. He didn't believe absolutely nothing, and I found that fascinating, funny as well. So I said, have you ever been to this place? Because it's really weird. I've been there with a few people in the past, and it's very scary. He's gone, all right, then. I told him the stuff that has been reported there, and we went there, and he initially didn't buy it. He was like, oh my God, there must be people in the woods. So he chose a day to go down there on his own in the dark at stupid o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And he stayed there for a couple of hours on his own. and he had experiences himself.
I think it was an hour. It didn't last long.
Yeah, he didn't last long there. But then he had someone run at him on the bridge.
Yeah, that was the first time we ever went down there. Chris heard something moving down the other end of the bridge, and I was like, "I'll give over." Yeah. You know, it could be anything. I walked to the end of this bridge, and then all of a sudden, down the path, there is no one in front of me. But in my head, Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre is coming down, right? That's what my head does. I've screamed, ran backwards. Then all of a sudden, realised there's no one there. We've had that account, I think, 3 times that now has happened on video. Mm-hmm. And I've taken other people down there, and they've also heard this loud bum, 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 bum along the bridge. I don't know what it is. We're not claiming it to be a ghost. It could be anything, but it's invisible.
Right. It is possible that people do experience something, you know, it's like a sort of an aural trick of in the air, or, you know, the bridge creaks at a certain point or what have you. I remember, I've said this on this podcast before, we there used to be a golf course near us, and there was a statue. People used to call it the moving statue. And people used to turn up there, and I think it was just the trees in the background moving made it look like it was moving. Now, this was a visual thing, not an aural thing, not an audio thing. But this sort of, the spell and the horror of this thing was slightly dissipated when my friend Del had a piss against it. However, what I'm saying to you is that after a while, people do imagine the same thing, or they hear the same thing, and it's nothing more. I'm playing devil's advocate. They just hear something. Yeah. It's a certain trick, a sound trick caused by a wind tunnel, or just
understand what you're saying, but when the noise happens in different spots, so one of them's on a path, then another one's on a bridge, I also get that our senses are not that brilliant anyway. So having a camera to back yourself up with and then watch it back and go, what the hell?
It's not
the worst
lie,
one
it?
Was when he heard that he walked on the bridge and it went boom, 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 boom. And he span the camera around and then this sort of wispy looking shadow, dark, like dark black, really black, sort of just went whoosh off.
And I was like, I've seen that. I've seen that on the video. And you slowed it down, and then you sort of did some contrast with it. Now, look, the other thing I've got to ask, okay, the bell. The bell. Do me a favour. Someone push the bell off.
Well, unless there was, like, someone living under the bridge that we're not aware of, let's push that bell off.
We've had all this before with people. The thing is, we don't actually turn around and say a ghost did it. We just go, how did that happen?
Yeah, so it's come off the wall, and then you hear me say, how did you do that? How did you do that? Because my brain has just exploded at witnessing an object go from there.
Did you explode when someone yanked your bell on that bridge?
No one yanked the bell.
Have you had your bell yanked on that bridge?
Unless there's someone else there that I'm not aware of.
I think we even joked about it. We were like, I wish someone would yank my bell.
that was sort of the joke I was making. I said it about 3 times and you two didn't pick up, but it don't matter.
No.
I was trying to be funny.
Yeah, like I'll pick up on it sooner than him, but yeah.
something about a bell. Anyway, right. Now, the other thing is, this is what I want to ask you. In the middle of that video, you've cut together some other people who had... tell me if I've got this wrong, a crucifix lying on that stone and the crucifix cut. I mean, it is...
That's
not you, is it? Eh?
That's not our footage now. That belongs to someone else, so we were interested in that footage. So we don't claim that.
That's what piqued me to want to go there, because I was like, well, if that's happening, let's go see it for myself then.
Did that happen? Because that really is extraordinary.
The account happened,
But that crucifix, is that trick photography? What is it?
I've looked at it having a media background, because I've got a degree in media. I've looked into this and I've tried finding strings. It's not stop frame because it's raining. So you can't see wiring. You can't see masking.
What about the slightly shaky branches of the tree just to the one side, which looks like it's slightly speeded up?
I'm going to have to look again now.
Yeah, I mean, that's up to everyone else's opinion, because that's not our footage.
It's not you. I've got that. Now, I was absolutely blown away by it, and I'm speaking to these people now. I really do believe them, and I want to thank you for coming on this week. So for the time being, fellas, we're going to say goodbye, and join us next week. Goodbye.
Ta-da, bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. I'm here with Eddie Brimson, one of my favourite comedians. You all know him. He's a stalwart, though you can get an ointment for that nowadays. Eddie is here. We're in, where are we? Stevenage. Anyway, we're in Stevenage. Eddie is a believer, and I was surprised because I've just heard him on the bloody stage take the piss out of the paranormal, Eddie.
I did, yeah, and I've got to stop doing that.
Please,
because
I'm
a believer. I am a believer.
Well, can you please tell me what you've seen?
Okay, Lou is another comedian.
We know Lou, she's been on the show before, I'm sure she has.
Yeah, we moved into a house that needed complete renovation. So I was working in the kitchen, taking all the plaster off the walls, taking it back to brick. And in the kitchen, there's a fire, gas fire.
Right.
Works with a remote control. I'm talking to Lou. No, I was washing up. One day I was washing up, and all of a sudden I thought, hang on, the fire's come on. There's no way it can come on.
What do you mean, plugged in?
It's a gas fire,
right,
but you need a remote control, two fingers.
Okay.
And it come on. So I rang Lou and I go, you never believe this, the fire's come on. First time it ever come on, we hadn't used it.
Right.
The next day, it's a really heavily weighted door in the kitchen because it was causing, creating so much dust, I blocked the door so it was shut.
Right.
So I'm doing it, knocking all the plaster off again.
Like a real man. A real man. Yeah, like I don't do any of this shit.
Yeah, manly stuff.
Yeah.
And the fire come on again.
Right.
And whilst I was doing all the renovation, I was always talking to whoever was in there before, an old lady and a fella, because I'd always try and talk to them and go, are you happy with what we're doing?
Oh, I see, the spirit of an old lady and man. Yeah. Okay, right.
So I'm talking to Lou.
Yeah.
I go, you ain't gonna believe this, the fire's come on again. I've got it on FaceTime, I showed you the fire, and then as I was talking to the heavily weighted door opened. And there's no way it can open.
You're kidding.
It opened. And I'm talking, I go, you ain't going to believe this. The fucking door's opening. I looked at it and the door opened. And there's no way it can open. So that was the start of stuff in our house. But we've had loads go on in our house.
And do you find it comforting or alarming?
Not in any way, shape or form.
Not comforting, not scary.
Nothing about it scary.
So they're a friendly, do you think it's a friendly old lady, a man? It could be anyone.
I think it's, and we've had other people in the house. It's kids. There's kids in there, and there's the old lady and the fella.
Well, how do you know it's kids exactly?
Because you can be sitting there, and Lou's very in touch with stuff.
Yes,
and
I know.
You can be sitting there, and you'll feel really cold around the legs, and Lou will go, "That's the kids are in the room," because that's the coldness. You're sitting there nice and warm and toasty, and then you feel your legs get cold.
Yeah. I have experienced that. And do you think there's no malevolent spirits there?
No, not at all. No.
Where is it that you live, Eddie?
In Leek, in Staffordshire.
Perhaps one day I could come up there and just take a look at the place.
Yeah.
Would you like it exercise? Are you very happy with it as it is?
I do a lot of exercise myself.
No, you know what I mean.
That was pathetic.
That was pathetic, ladies and gentlemen. Even the people at home are going, is this worth a fiver a month to listen to that? Yeah, okay.
No, we don't want to exercise because we're really happy with what's in there. The telly comes on and communicates. We can be sitting and asking questions and the telly will come on. And
right, okay. It's Eddie Brimson, ladies and gentlemen. He is a believer, and for once, that's a proper comedian with a proper story.
Brilliant.
I want to thank you for that. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you.
Can I give you a kiss for that?
Yeah. Oh, no time.
Okay, thank you. And so we come to the end of another... What was that? 39?
39, yes.
39 episodes of this series. Linda, what are you going to be doing now? Because we've had a couple of drinks now.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go and have a lie down.
You're speaking to the microphone.
Sorry, nature's off switch has been activated. I need a little sleepy kids.
Oh, so you can have a... When you go back now, is it true that... What's your fella's name, Eduardo?
Emilio.
Did I hear he's paying for a pizza?
Yeah.
Lovely to have someone to look after
you. He said, I cannot come over, but you treat yourself, my darling. And don't scrimp. I'm allowed chicken kickers or whatever I want.
Oh, well, as a starter.
Whatever I want, he said to bury a one.
Oh, isn't that lovely? How does he get on with English takeaway food like that? Presumably he's a bit more sophisticated than
that. Yeah, he thinks he's disgusting filth, but he knows I like it, so...
Yes, I like it as well. What will he... Why can't he make it over? I'm just out of interest. I'm not suggesting he's cheating on me or carrying on with someone else under your nose.
Oh,
behind your back.
I never thought about that.
No, I'm joking. Don't worry, I get off with you tonight. I send her Four Seasons and some free chicken
Maybe
wings.
Maybe he's trying to slow me down with food.
He might be a feeder.
Thinks he'll be harder to catch if I'm full of carbs.
Do you think... There are men who are into that, aren't they? Great big... They like ladies to sit on their faces, don't they? Big bottoms on their faces.
Do they?
Yeah, I would say so. You gotta be careful. 1 minute you'll be tucking into a nice chicken starter and
next minute it's basically the pizza.
Yes. Right. Next minute, yeah.
Oh, thanks very much for ruining a romantic.
His face will be in your Diablo.
Oh,
disgusting. Oh. I'm only joking about that. And if you are a chubby chaser, good luck to you. Good luck to you!
Chubby chaser.
Do you know, there's been a photo of me doing the rounds and people said, oh, haven't you lost weight? And it's one of those photos where, for one, I'm just lucky. It's a lucky photo. Do you know a lucky photo?
God, it doesn't look like me.
And a lot of people said that, gosh, you've done very well with this diet. And I was doing the diet. I've slightly fallen off the wagon. I'm so fat, I've damaged the road falling off it. But you know what? People said, oh, yeah, God, you've done very well. I don't have the heart to say, it's just the angle of the camera.
Because, listen, even if you did say that, they go, oh, he's just being modest.
When they see me on tour, they'll go, there's a bit I'm doing for my show, I've got to tell you.
Have you not thought about getting like one of them compression vests?
Really?
Squashing it in.
I could do that. I might have to do that.
Women are doing that these days. Even Kim Kardashian has gotten out to squash in.
Really?
Yeah, like she does. Do you remember? I was watching it the other day. Bridget Jones pants.
Massive
knickers. All of a sudden, women start going, oh, okay, is it all right for me as a younger woman to wear those knickers that are basically a bucket with two holes in
them? Right, okay, yeah.
That granny's always wore.
Yeah, that's right.
So, then Spanx came in and they were like flesh-coloured cycle shorts, weren't they?
Right.
Now, Kim Kardashian makes them and they're called Skims. And it's basically the same thing again. And it just sort of squashes you into shape. To me, it's got to come out somewhere. You'll end up with big knees. But...
Yeah...
Keep squashing it down. You wear bell bottoms, right?
Yeah.
Squash it all down.
What I find is when there are any videos of me doing my show, what I find very upsetting, people often...
It's always shot from below, though.
Oh, that's true. That is true. And people always say to me, oh, he's put on a bit of timber since Phoenix Nights. I go, bloody 25 years ago!
I bet you haven't all,
you twit.
I don't like it in the papers where it goes, you won't believe what insert name of glamorous woman from the 70s
right.
looks
what
like
she
now.
Looks like
yes,
now.
I will. She looks a little bit older.
There's one of them of Susan Tully. And keep seeing it. It goes, you won't believe what Susan Tully looks like now. And unfortunately, in my terrible voyeuristic state, wasting the day, clicking through all sorts of people to get to Susan Tully, you never get to Susan Tully.
No.
And of all the people to want to see what Michelle Fowler looks like, you know, and I'm sure she does, as you say, just looks like a woman of her age.
Yeah.
What do you bloody well expect?
She's not 23 anymore. Shock horror.
You know, I mean, Kelly McGillis now, compared to what she looks like in Top Gun, guess which one I'd rather have sex with?
I mean, I'm not an idiot.
it's the one from the early 90s. Anyway, look, or late 80s.
You can't say that now. You'll get cancelled, and quite rightly so. She might look at a picture of you and go, now or then. Oh, I wonder which one I'd choose.
Well, clearly, judging by audience's responses, yes, it is definitely then.
Wind your neck in.
Wind your necks in, Clinton. Oh, God. To all ladies out there, you're all absolutely lovely, apart from the one who lives about six doors up from me, who's horrible. Well, I'm only joking if she's listening.
Sun in her taint in the garden again.
Oh, yes, sun in her taint in the garden. I don't want to see that. It's bloody November. I know we've had a heat wave, but I don't want to see that sort of thing. Bring down the house prices. And attracting the cats from next door. It's foul. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. That's enough of ladies sunning their bits in the garden. I just want to say, it sounds like I've got a cold coming on, but I think it's the booze. Will you join us next week for episode 40? 40? Please do. Lots of love. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, Linda.
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean. My thanks, obviously, to Linda Pollock, Eric Rushton, Barry from Watford, Chris and Mark from Haunted Truth, Eddie Brimson, and to Glow for this lovely music, and for Archie Levy for accompanying her. No, I've never had it quite so romantic. Blessings on blessings, it's almost religious. Let me know, let me know, let me know. If you gotta, take it slow, take it slow. I'm your little bird, don't go too far. When you build me up, I could touch the stars. Secrets are told, but I keep them safe. Look, I know I'm doing the hard sell again, but why don't you come and see Clinton Baptist Sunday Seance? We've got a show on Sunday, January the 28th at the 100 Club in London, and Sunday, February the 11th at the 100 Club in London. 6:30 doors, 7 o'clock start, so plenty of time to get home. You're going to love it. It'll cheer you up for the new year. It'll be so funny. Lots of comedians, lots of music, and a chance for you to tell your ghost stories, which we can put out on the podcast. What do you think? Go on, ideal Christmas present. And finally, if I haven't sold you enough, if this doesn't suit you, why don't you come and see my tour? It's a UK tour called Roller Coaster, all over the country from March 2024. Go to clintonbaptiste.com/tour. Thank you. That's enough hard sell. See you next week. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.